From NPR News, this is News in No Time, Ed Gordon. Today, a look at the rising cost of fuel. Crude oil prices have been soaring toward record levels, and that's putting serious pressure on many Americans. NPR's Farai Chidea spoke with one independent businessman struggling to make ends meet while keeping his tank full.
So we're in an industrial part of downtown Los Angeles with Reginald Lampley. He's given us a little sense of gas prices based on his business.
What I do for a living, I do mobile auto detailing. I service clients at their home or their job, wash their car and detail their car for them. So I have to go to a car wash.
You've got a van. It's a large passenger van. It's got your supplies in it. So you travel all around the city?
Yes, I do. I travel to Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Long Beach, Ventura, Pasadena.
And how much do you pay for gas each week?
Well, in a run of a week, I'm up to about $250 now, maybe $260.
$250?
Yep.
And where does that money come from? Are you charging more money now to your customers because gas prices have gone up?
Oh, no, I'm not charging them. They're feeling the same bite I'm feeling. They have to travel to and from work also. So I'm not charging my customers any extra money just for their car washes anymore.
And what do you think about these prices?
Outrageous. Brother man like me is having a hard time. That's $250, almost $1,000 a month in gas.
What are you doing? Are you cutting back on some things in your personal life with your family? Are you trying to work extra jobs? What are you doing now that the gas prices are cutting into your profits?
Well, I'm cutting back on a lot of my extra activities, my personal activities, as far as like going roller skating or going out to the movies, go-kart racing.
So tell us a little bit about your family. You've got kids, right?
Oh, yeah, I got four kids. I have two young adults and two teenagers.
And I bet they want you to burn up your gas taking them places.
They burn up my gas every day. Daddy, can we go over here, Daddy? Can we go and do this? No. I still pick my kids up. I still take them places. And I just have to suck it up.
What are you going to do if the gas prices stay this high? What's going to happen to your business?
Probably have to take a second job just to make ends meet. And go from there. Try and advertise a little bit more and get some more customers.
Thanks, Reginald.
You're welcome.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.